Well, they go back to the single tree.
Back to the same tree. Then when it was a, when there was wagon harness on there, it was hooked the end of the tongue, and the breeching was fastened to the collar and things on the horse. So when the tongue pushed the collar up, the collar pulled the breeching up behind him, you see, and that kept him from pushing the wagon up on him, you see.
And two of them, if you had, you have a single tree for each?
Single tree. I had a double tree first, and a single tree on each end of that double tree. One pull and the other pull, you see.
Oh, I see. I see. And that would be, would that be loose then? It would be hanging loose?
It'd be resting on top of the tongue, either a sir sitting on the tongue with a pin down through it. And a stake chain come back from the end of that double tree now, out across there, and passing to the axle. So one horse couldn't get so far ahead of the other, you see. And kept that thing balanced on that too, you see. Kept on that balanced on the single tree on that.
How did you keep the wheels from squeaking?
We had to keep them oiled.
I see.
They did oil on that a long time ago. They make them all out of wood, make a bore a hole in a big old piece off of log, and put a axle through that and put tar on that. That was the first thing, you see.
Tar.
Put tar on that. It wouldn't come off. You just stick on there. Of course, it didn't run, see. But after that, they got put a thimble and a boxing on the end of a wooden axle, and then the thimble went in the hub on that wheel, and the boxing went on the end of the axle, and it went together, and you greased them, you see.
I see. Was the oil like motor oil?
No, it had to be actually greased coarser and thicker than that. About like salt butter, if you know what I'm talking about.
I see.
And you rubbed it on there and rubbed it real good. And you generally rubbed every day if you were using a wagon every day. And if you didn't, why, once or twice a week anyhow, you see.
I see.
As often you use a wagon. Of course, back then, wagons used almost every day.
You start with a hub, and then you have the spokes.
Yeah.
What would be the...
Call a feller around the rim, and then a tire, a metal tire over that, you see. And you heat that tire and put it over there, and it'll shrink enough to hold that together if everything is made to fit like it should be. So they call that a feller that went all the way around. You cut it in sections. Each section had about three parts to the half a wheel, about six parts to, maybe eight parts to the wagon, two spokes to the feller, you see, and saw where they'd fit together between and fit into the spoke, so they'd be in a complete circle. And you get that down and you measure your distance around that feller. With something like one of them wheels turning there, you'd measure it around there and get your exact distance. And then you'd measure your tire and put it to fit that, and then heat it and it'd swell. And then you'd pour water on that and it'd shrink, you see, and tighten up and tighten, just tighten up.
Could be.
Yeah, it'd shrink them in your wagon tire. Put them on there when they're out on the road and when the tire'd run off, get hot in the hot summertime and run off out on the road. You'd have to get it back on and tie it on that with bark or wedge under it with something, you'd get home and get it. And throw it in the creek and let it soak and all night, so you use it the next day.
I see. Did you do your own blacksmith then?
Well, not much of my own blacksmith. I did some of it, not much of it. There's always a good blacksmith in Chester that could do it better and cheaper than I could, so I had all my plows and wagon work and stuff like that done up there at the shop.
I see. How did you get a horseshoe on? You mentioned heating the tire, the metal tire.
You heat that horseshoe, they come cut out and ready to fit on there. But the holes in there, you've got to make the holes a little better. Then you've got to heat that shoe and fit it to the horse's foot. Get the horse's foot and turn it up his forefoot, turn it back under his bed like that, and dress it all down to where it'll fit smooth. And get his circle and get that shoe to fit. You have to hit the shoe several times to get it to where it'll fit his shoe. But they put his foot on me, dress it down so it'll be level, and then nail it through the edge of his feet all the way around. And you start that nail and you bend the end of the nail out just a little bit so it'll come out and not go back into his foot. You know,
so
a horse's foot is cupped up sort of in this shape, and it's round the edges. It's